Good morning and welcome to the Sabian podcast. I am doing a update on the week of June 12th through June 18th, and today is June 10th. I am going to go over the week ahead, and I am doing this after a brief hiatus, and wanted to go over this with you. There has been a lot that has happened. And unfortunately, I was a bit incapacitated over the last week or so, and am back now. So I had some family stuff, and also I had an injury where I fell and sprained my hand. Fortunately, didn't break anything, but it was badly bruised and swollen, and I had fallen on the pavement downtown, and fortunately, there was somebody, a very angelic person, came up and made sure that I was okay. I was like just sitting there on the pavement, and they made sure that I could move my hand and helped me up, suggested I get some ice, and I just thought that was really, really cool, because that is not always the case in downtown Chicago, but we do have a lot of really nice people here. So I thank that person for helping brush me off and get me going again. And I think that is sort of the theme these days, the people in our lives and who is there for us when we need them, and including people that we don't even know that just happen to be bystanders when we accidentally trip and fall. So anyway, very, very grateful to be like have nothing broken and to be able to do this podcast today. So there was a week or two where I couldn't handwrite and was just walking around with a swollen hand. So anyway, so I'm going to move on to the current transits for the week. In 4 days, we're going to have the full moon on June 22nd, and that's an interesting moon. It's gonna be a really nice symbol. It's a bluebird, a sign of good luck and happiness, is standing at the door of the house. And then that's the moon symbol at 24 Sagittarius, and then the sun is 24 Gemini, carefree children skating on ice. So it looks like a playful moon that is going to be occurring, where we feel like we're in good spirits. I noticed yesterday when I got home from work that my neighborhood was completely alive. The weather is finally nice here. And I actually talked to a couple people and that I didn't know and met them. And there was this adorable little chihuahua mix with a beard. And the owner let me hold him. And, you know, just like very friendly and lively. So that sense of that bluebird of happiness in the air. But that full moon is also square Neptune. And that can give it a very dreamy quality. And this particular Neptune aspect symbol is a new moon reveals that it's time for people to go ahead with their different projects. So that's a nice, easy, yet maybe a little bit dreamy energy. Who knows, people might be drinking a little more or smoking a little more, or even just feeling a sense of dreamlikeness, feeling like their imagination is really allowed to fly free. And that's on June 14th. And then June 16th, the sun is going to be trining Saturn, and the sun will be at 26 Gemini. The symbol will be winter frost in the woods, trine Saturn, 26 Aquarius, retrograde, a garage man testing his car's battery with a hydrometer. And, you know, not sure what that is, except maybe it's a time to store things up, plan ahead for the future, take care of business, do some decluttering, getting systems ready for the future. When I had this Progress Sun, the garage man testing his car's battery with a hydrometer, that was an interesting year for me. I had a lot of medical tests, and I also traded with a mechanic. I did acupuncture for a mechanic, and in exchange for mechanic hours, I had a lot of car repairs that year. And I think at the end of the year, I was in a pretty bad car accident. I was fine. Everyone in the accident was fine, but I totaled my car. So I thought that was an interesting way to end that symbol. Fortunately, we all walked away unscathed. But I missed that car. It was a convertible. It'd be a really nice car to be driving around right now. So anyway, Sun trine Saturn, the trine aspect with Saturn, means that it's a really good time to plan ahead, a good time to work on structure, on systems, and that's on June 16th. And then on the same day, though, June 16th, the Sun will square Neptune. And but ironically, that particular symbol is a new moon reveals that it's time for people to go ahead with their different projects. And so I feel like it can still be dreamy, like the full moon. But maybe the Saturn is like, look, like it's really time to be serious and to, like, you've got to pay your quarterly taxes or you've got to do this or that. Like, that would be sort of the antidote to being a little bit too dreamy. But then, a couple days later, Venus is going to square Saturn. And again, Saturn's at that garage man testing his car's battery with a hydrometer. And Venus is going to be at 26 Taurus, a Spaniard serenading his senorita. And that again could be something like, I just feel like that summer energy is in the air. It could be about romance being countercurrent to Saturn. You know, that could even be, there could be some big news story that comes out that's saying that the economy is putting a kibosh on romance, that we're not afforded to be able to go on dates. This would also be something like if you do want to date or if you want to do something romantic with your partner, it could be something for free. And so that could be another way of expressing that on June 18th. So I would be curious to hear what kind of news story is happening. There could be something about people can't afford to get married, because that often happens in the like difficult economy with all the inflation. And with people having to tighten their belts at this time of year. So that is Venus square Saturn, the Spaniard serenading his senorita, squaring the garage man testing his car's battery with a hydrometer. It could be that people can't afford to go anywhere because they can't afford to pay for gas. So that's sad. Poor Spaniard serenading his senorita. At least he can sing to her. He like singing to your senorita doesn't cost a dime, so that might be a good thing to go outside somebody's window and sing a song to them. So anyway, and enjoy your romantic life, and I will try to enjoy mine. Let's see here. And then I'm going to take a little break here, and then I'm going to come back to the weekly review. So I will be right back. Okay, so starting with Jupiter at six Aries from June 10th until June 16th. The symbol is going to be a square brightly lighted on one side. And that would be about, Interestingly, the January 6th hearing just occurred, and we're talking about right and left politics. It's revealing us one side of our political party. And then Jupiter at 7 Aries would be the quest degree, but that starts on June 17th until June 25th. And there was somebody who was posing as a Proud Boy who was reporting on it. And that symbol is a man successfully expressing himself in two worlds at once. And I'm finding all these typos here. I put two words at once. But I'm thinking about the January 6th hearing and that because Jupiter can have to do with justice. It's like a magnifying glass. It's what you would like what you focus on, what is what expands. When people talk about the law of attraction, I think about that, like where you focus is what you get more of. And right now we're focusing on the January 6th insurrection, and there's a hearing around that. So that's the first thing that's coming up for me. One of the things I was thinking about too is there was August 5th, I think was in 2019, India shut down the internet and the phone service in Kashmir. And I remember that one of the planets was on that. I think it might have been Uranus, but I could be wrong. But that's a square brightly lit on one side. Thinking about that with all the lights going out in Kashmir and the inability to be able to communicate. There was one planet on that particular aspect, degree of Aries, so. That was one thing that came to mind. And then Saturn at 26 Aquarius from May 19th until June 22nd. It went retrograde on June 5th. That symbol is a garage man testing his car's battery with a hydrometer. And on a universal scale, that could be like tightening our belts around cars, around automobile sales, being able to pay for gas, expenses around transportation. But there could be some element of machinery. Interestingly enough, I just ordered a new laptop. I don't think that has to do with this, but more so possibly with Mercury going direct. But that would be an interesting thing in terms of your car. I personally don't own a car, so I haven't had that issue. And like I said, when my son was progressing through this degree of Aquarius, I had a lot of car repairs and had a lot of automobile stuff, but also medical testing, things that have to do with our health, but more mechanical issues. The keywords here are testing the earthly vehicle for its roadworthiness. I did have an injury to my hand and did just heal from that. It's still a little bit sore. Situations that have boiled over, bringing all to a stop, breakdowns and the need for repair, checking water levels, anticipating future problems, the need for good batteries. Oh, one of my friends just had to have her car towed away because the battery died. The need for good repair, for good batteries, cars being serviced, oil, petrol, and grease, oil, gas, and grease. I'm reading from Linda Hill's book, and she is from Australia. So they call gas petrol, checkups and tune-ups, bringing forward movement to a halt. So that's that particular symbol. And Saturn is the opposite of a Jupiter. What Saturn is on will contract it, will make it smaller and make more limited. So that's an interesting thing there. And then retrograde Saturn might make it more personal. Uranus, from May 27th until June 14th is at 17 Taurus, a symbolic battle between swords, the disciples of might, and torches, the disciples of enlightenment. I feel like that has a lot to do with the January 6th hearing that's currently on being televised. They had the first hearing yesterday, and the next one's going to be on Monday. And then on June 15th until July 7th, the symbol will move to 18 Taurus, a woman airing an old bag through a sunny window to give it air and sunshine. I really don't know what that will have to do with, but let's see. That symbol here says keywords psychoanalysis, past life regressions or memories, doing domestic chores with a feeling of purpose, workshopping ideas, bringing light and freshness to old feelings, renewal, throwing out the old or outlived, cleaning out rooms, renovations, letting the sunshine in. So I think a lot about spring, like when you open your windows and let in fresh air, even when it's really, really cold out. And then Uranus will have to do often with the collective zeitgeist. So now we're talking about the January 6th trial, and who knows? It'll be interesting to see what we talk about in a few days. Neptune at 26 Pisces from May 19th until August 9th. A new moon reveals that it's time for people to go ahead with their different projects, and then it will go retrograde on August 1st. You know, in a sense, this can be about our collective illusion about things, that it's safe to go ahead and make plans. And who knows, maybe it is. I'm sure it is. Oftentimes we create the reality together. And so that could be about our collective dream. Pluto at 29 Capricorn from March 10th until June 23rd. And then Pluto has been retrograde since April 3rd. And that's a woman reading tea leaves. And we've seen a lot of things happening with the stock market. There's been a major downturn during this time. A lot of major drop in our stocks, in crypto. So I often think of the woman reading tea leaves about the stock market and speculation. It also can be about fortune telling, but oftentimes the stock market is about fortune telling. So that's what I feel about that particular symbol. And it'll be here until June 23rd, and it'll move into a different sign retrograde, and then we'll be back. And then the degree that it'll move into is a large aviary, and that might be about social media. And we've been hearing a lot about Elon Musk purchasing Twitter, but with Neptune retrograde, it's been on hold. But I would be interested to see what happens with social media, and maybe that story will be back in the news again, big time. But currently, it looks like he's trying to back out of the deal. And then the North Node at 23rd Taurus from April 3rd until June 18th is a jewelry shop filled with the most magnificent jewels. And then the South Node at 23 Scorpio at the same time is a rabbit metamorphosed into a nature spirit. And around this time was when the news that the Supreme Court was going to get rid of abortion, to make abortion illegal. A rabbit metamorphosed into a nature spirit comes to mind for the abortion debate because of the fact that before we had the stick test, there was a rabbit test where if you were pregnant, the rabbit died. So they'd actually use a real live rabbit to test for pregnancy. The North Node makes a lot of sense to me here as well, because we really should value women. We are the most precious resources. And the way that to make abortion illegal disenfranchises all women It also impacts men as well. So the fact that we don't value, we aren't pro-choice, it means that we really aren't truly pro-life, that we really should treat women and babies like the most magnificent jewels by really valuing obstetrics and childbirth. And that abortion is actually part of that. It's on the continuum of women's health. So women will continue to need legal abortion, and to make it illegal is going to be very dangerous for women, and for everybody. So, and then let's go over to Lilith and Chiron. Lilith has been at sixth Cancer from June 8th until June 16th. Two fairies, nature spirits dancing on a moonlit night. It's been Pride Month, talking about potentially, I do just feel like now that the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial has been over, it's a little bit relaxing. We can really just enjoy ourselves and be free of, like, get a break from, like, I was constantly bombarded with the images and clips from the trial, and just time to move on, time to really enjoy ourselves. And the first thing I think about is Pride Month. Then Lilith at 8 Cancer from June 17th until June 25th, a group of rabbits dressed in clothes and on dignified parade. I'm curious about South Korea because this is actually the Venus degree of South Korea. And that's just where my mind goes, but it'll be interesting to see where people on the fringe of society are at this time as well, and to see if something occurs in South Korea in that week. And then Chiron at 16 Aries from May 21st until June 17th, brightly clad brownies dancing in the warm dying light. Moving over to Chiron at 17 Aries from June 18th until August 21st. Two prim spinsters sitting together in silence. And then it goes retrograde from July 20th or on July 20th. So let me just go over to Linda Hill's book and see what the keywords are here. Reveling in nature. So the brightly clad brownies dancing in the warm dying light, reveling in nature, believing in guides, fairies and nature spirits, the wonder and awe of nature, the setting sun, last minute preparations before evening, the psychic magic of dusk, light that dances, unseen guardians, receiving guidance and help, seeing the invisible, helping at the last minute. Fairy godmothers, questions of what is the real world. So, in some ways, this could be about healing through imagination, through nature, through connecting with spirit guides, connecting with fairies in nature, and really enjoying that. And it seems like there's some levity in terms of healing right now. And then when it moves over into 17 Aries from June 18th until August 21st, I'm curious about the abortion debate, about what will happen. And then the keywords here is the need to loosen up emotional blockages, the struggle to hold on to one's original identity, compromise because of social expectations, meditations that communicate exclusive relationships, relationships that have a quiet knowing, dignified silence, inner withdrawal, communicating through body language, spinning straw into gold, rolling off the tongue. And the caution here would be about isolation and refusing to accept relationship, emotional anorexia. So this might be a good time to take a break from dating, or if you have to really enjoy connection with people. Disapproval of younger, more vital energies, being fussy and judgmental, chattering that is not conducive to growth or true relationship, gossiping, difficulty in communicating, being shut off or shut down, the loss of joy and spontaneity, craziness. Okay, so that's the information from Linda Hill's book, The Sabian Oracle. And, you know, thinking about that, I have a particular friend who hasn't dated for several years. And sometimes I feel like this with her, like I have a hard time sharing, like, oh, I went on a date with this person, or oh, I had fun here. Like just the joy of living and connection. So it'll be interesting to see what happens within the zeitgeist during this time, because it's for 2 months, and then it's going retrograde, and then it'll be back here at this degree. So wondering what kind of a theme this will be for the summer, and I hope that it doesn't steal all the fun. But I think that we'll just need to be conscious about creating our enjoyment of things. So that is my review of the upcoming week. And if you have any feedback about this, please let me know. And also, if you'd like to schedule a reading, you can reach me at lisameyerson@gmail.com or find me on my Facebook pages at the Sabian Symbol Research Group or Lisa Meyerson's Astrology Discussion Group. So I am here for you, and I hope you have a wonderful week, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you. Be well.